That was this place. Okay, we're gonna put some Nice and Tom on hold again for another day. Hopefully it won't become Nice and Tom, but we're gone in 24 hours. Mazel tov to Lori. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person is faced with a choice of Asher Yotzar or Bracha Achrona, you know, he ate something and then he has to go out and then he... So Asher Yotzar comes before the Bracha Achrona because of Tadr Shenu Tadr, Tadr Kodem. Okay, that's the halacha of the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Kivager there wonders if it's true about benching. Since benching is the oraisa, so maybe that has a quality to come first and have a din kadima over Asher Yotzar because of the fact that it's the oraisa. He's mufalpal in it, it's totally maybe in Tadir Umakudash, which is first, and he blives Tzorech Iyun, not the Tzorech Iyun of a question, but the Tzorech Iyun of Tzorech Iyun. So he's not sure. On a personal note, many times Bracha Achrona and drinking, and you drink throughout the day, let's say for a few hours. It's a very complicated inyan. How long, is there a time limit where you would have to make a new bracha? I'm assuming there's no specific Hesach Hadas, but do you lose the Bracha Achrona if you get thirsty again? So I'm not going into that now. It happens to be a complicated inyan, a person that sort of drinks throughout, let's say, his work day or his learning seder, he drinks throughout. But the one point I'll make is that sometimes when, this is a personal note, sometimes when I feel I'm approaching the point where I'm thirsty again, you know, and so I'll make the Bracha Achrona before the Asher Yotzar, because I'm afraid I'll lose the Bracha Achrona, and I want to do that as quickly as possible before I get thirsty again, and then you'll lose the Bracha Achrona b'pashtus. So, to say, what's the big deal? How long does Asher Yotzar take? Okay, that's a good question. Lately, I'm saying Asher Yotzar from a text. Well, I heard a good story today. So, because lately, we've been makabel to say Asher Yotzar always from a text. So, I was talking to my older sister today, the one whose husband passed away recently. She told me this very nice story, a very cute story. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a great story. That so she said she started saying Alam Michi always from a text because her husband, her late husband, her father, my brother-in-law, always was very, very makbid to say Alam Michi from a text. So she started saying, being makbid now, but also to say it from a text. And she heard this great story and she told it over to me. It's like a very great story. That this guy was having trouble with Parnosa and wasn't going. So everybody says it's a segula, the bench from a text. So he says that he did it for many months. I don't know if it's a true story. Okay, let's say a year. He did it for a year. Okay, it didn't work. So he goes to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he says it didn't work. So Rav Chaim says, "You namish never missed." She says, "Well, okay, let's see. Once I was on a plane and there was nobody around, and I benched by heart." So Rav Chaim said, "You know benching by heart?" She says, "Yeah, I know benching by heart." So you should have written it down and then read it from the text. Great story. Okay. Okay.